Time to go across to Germany and to Thomas Sparrow, our correspondent in Berlin. Kia ora, Thomas.
Nice to talk to you. Nice to be on the programme again.
Oh, great to have you with us. Let's talk firstly about Ukraine in Europe and potential war crimes to be investigated.
That's correct. So European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen actually proposed last week to set up what was described as a sort of specialized court to prosecute potential Russian war crimes that were committed in Ukraine. And that happened only actually a day or two after G7 justice ministers met right here in Berlin to discuss a similar possibility, how to collaborate, how to work closer together in investigating potential war crimes in Ukraine. And that means not only investigating them in Ukraine, but also, for example, in countries like Germany that have received a large number of Ukrainian refugees. In fact, here in Germany, over 1 million Ukrainian refugees. And the understanding is that many of these people actually witnessed what can be described as potential war crimes. And as such, they could then give their comments or their opinions on that here in Germany. Each of the G7 countries will be setting up a so-called contact point. The idea is to collaborate on the investigation of potential war crimes. So basically, those two big developments this week. On the one hand, the G7 justice ministers meeting, which was described actually as something historic that had never happened before. And then immediately afterwards, EU Commission President von der Leyen basically proposing that specialized court to prosecute Russian war crimes.
We should just bring people up to date this morning with the latest coming out of the World Cup. England 3, Senegal 0 in Qatar. That match just finishing. So England go through. Thomas, if we can stay in Qatar, actually, I suppose, with the next story that you're wanting to talk about, because this is Germany and Qatar signing a major energy deal.
Actually, it's a big deal for Germany. It doesn't represent necessarily a large amount when it comes to Germany's yearly needs, but it is an important deal. Basically, German firms, German companies signed a 15-year deal to buy 2 million tons of LNG, liquefied natural gas, from Qatar a year. And this will start in 2026. And although some people here in Germany, some experts, even the government as well, have pointed that this is a step in the right direction for Germany when it comes to diversifying its energy sources, to reducing the dependence that Germany had specifically until this year, until the war in Ukraine began, on Russian gas and Russian oil. There are people who have been actually critical of this deal signed with Qatar, because basically they're saying that Germany is sending out mixed signals. On the one hand, they are very critical of Qatar's human rights record. They do not see eye to eye with Qatar, with the authorities in Qatar, on many, many issues. Yet at the same time, they are signing very important deals with them, energy deals with them. So German officials are being also accused here of a sort of double standard. So again, you have these two sides of the story, those who view it favorably as a sign of diversification when it comes to energy, those who say that Germany basically shouldn't be signing deals with a government, with authorities, that it does not see eye to eye with on issues as important as human rights or even other political issues as well.
Nonetheless, though, inflation running at about 10% in Germany, so clearly there will be pressure coming to bear on how energy is going to be delivered to the country.
And that pressure is already felt here in Germany. It's already felt for a long time here in Germany. That has various reasons. One of them, the fact that many, not only here in Germany, but also in Europe, believe that Germany's previous dependence on Russian energy is actually one of the main causes for the rise in prices that we're seeing here in Europe, for inflation that's around 10%, for the fact that the cost of living has increased dramatically. So the government is indeed in a lot of pressure to make sure not only that that dependence is reduced, but also that people are helped, that businesses and individuals receive the necessary help to also be able to pay their bills. Because you see now, survey after survey here in Germany, that people are concerned about how they're going to end up paying for their gas and electricity bills next year. And this is, by the way, something that you also see in other countries around Europe. And this is also why, at a local, national level, but also at a European level, all sorts of different proposals are being discussed and decided on to try and help citizens and businesses that are affected by this rise in the cost of living and inflation.
And also major immigration reform. Well, it's being planned, at least in Germany.
That's correct. That's a big plan for Germany. Germany actually needs hundreds of thousands of new skilled workers. That's not something new, but it is something that the German government under Olaf Scholz, the Chancellor, has decided to tackle. And the way in which they're planning to tackle that is by planning actually a very big immigration reform, which on the one hand will make it easier for people who already live in Germany, who pay taxes, but who do not have a German citizenship or a German passport to access that. It is a very complex procedure here in Germany until now. And the second element of that labor reform, of that immigration reform, is to try and attract skilled workers to try and fill precisely those gaps in different areas like technology or trades that are described as skilled trades, catering, logistics, nursing, education, and so on. So it's really a big development here in Germany. But as you point correctly, it's still only a draft law. The opposition here in Germany is very much against certain elements of that reform. So basically, we will have to wait and see how it develops in Parliament, what decision comes out of Parliament, and then obviously also how that is implemented here in Germany. But again, a very important development for the country.
What is public sentiment around this?
Well, it has changed, in fact, in recent years. There was a big debate in Germany for a long time around whether the country was actually a country of immigration. You may remember that in previous decades, Germany brought a lot of skilled workers from abroad, from countries like Turkey. The idea was that they would just come, work, and then afterwards leave. The sentiment now among many, and especially in big cities like Berlin or Munich, is indeed that Germany is a country of immigration, and that this should be a step towards actually filling those gaps where Germany has those gaps.
Interesting to watch. Thank you very much. Thomas Sparrow there, bringing us up to date from Berlin this morning.